This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Most dental visits are fairly routine. However, there are times when more work needs to be done. Maybe you need a filling, maybe a root canal. And if you've ever had one, you know it is not comfortable. They can hurt. That's because our mouths are filled with thousands of nerve endings. And when they're disturbed by dental work, they can become inflamed or irritated. And in some folks, they really can cause a lot of pain, which can lead to the need for medication. Sometimes that means prescribing an opioid. But is that always the right answer? Joining us live in studio to talk more about this is Heather Brown, Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations at Delta Dental of Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so why prescribe an opioid for dental work?
Well, the way an opioid works is that it attaches to an opioid receptor that's in your brain, which reduces pain but also increases the pleasure. So you're feeling good, you're out of pain, and that's been a standard of care for a long time. But I think we are starting to look at things a little bit differently.
And that is, I think, such a big part of the puzzle of this is why we are seeing so many opioid deaths in our country right now, is that it has been the standard of care, where when you went to medical school, when you went to dental school, it was this idea that don't let anyone feel any pain.
Sure. And people, especially going to the dentist, there's something even more scary about it for some reason for a lot of people. And a lot of people that I've met that hate going to the dentist, they never have a problem just going to their medical provider. So the fear of pain in your mouth is something that people just, they can't handle it. So,
and so this is where you get that whole prescribe an opioid, maybe relax someone, help them deal with that pain. But we should note that according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, every day an average of 115 Americans die from prescription.
Yeah, from prescribed. So they've had a prescription. It's not even, you know, just getting it out on the streets. It's like prescribed medication. So we have to be really careful about it. And I know that in the dental industry, they are really working on the American Dental Association has a stance on it. I know the state of Idaho, the Idaho State Dental Association, they have a stance on it as well. And dental hygienists and dentists are being trained in different ways to handle this kind of issue. So it's really important that you as a patient understand that there are other ways that you can take care of pain. And actually, studies show that there's other things that you can take that are actually, you know, better than opioids.
So let's talk about that, because some of that can just be over-the-counter medication.
Exactly. So acetaminophen, ibuprofen, which is Tylenol and Advil, those can do a great job relieving pain. I think that we don't give them enough credit because we automatically were prescribed something a lot stronger when really we probably should have been a little bit wiser and known that these things could help us. But anything, you know, you take, you can be at risk for. So you got to be careful. But Tylenol and Advil, and I know that some doctors or dentists will actually have you do one or the other or a combination of both of those, you know, within hours of each other. But they do a really, really, really good job. So,
and would you say, and you mentioned this about the American Dental Association taking a stand on opioid use, is it also a matter of changing the culture?
Absolutely.
Of how dentists view this, of how patients view this?
Yeah. I mean, you know, dentists, they have their place. They do an amazing job. They keep us healthy, you know, oral health-wise. And but, you know, they don't want people to be in pain. They want to be able to work on somebody and them not be in pain. Usually these drugs are for after you leave the practice, but even when you're getting anesthetized, it's like they can do a better job when you're not in pain. So I think that that was just standard for years and years and years, and we're seeing that that probably wasn't the best choice, but, you know, let's try and change things now.
We're talking with Heather Brown with Delta Dental of Idaho. She's the Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations, talking about opioid use when it comes to the dentist. So what should patients be asking their doctors then in regards to their dental care, especially if, I mean, getting your teeth cleaned, that's just standard. But we're talking about, you know, if you have to go in for a filling or a root canal, like I mentioned, or something more invasive.
Yeah.
What should patients be talking to their doctors about?
Well, first of all, I mean, the first question I would ask is, you know, what, you know, I want to know, I don't want to be in pain. So what can I do? What do you suggest? Are there things I personally don't like taking those prescription meds. They make me feel loopy and funny and never really myself. And so I have leaned on dentists to say, hey, Heather, why don't you take, you know, ibuprofen, and this works better. Even medicine is doing it. When you have a sinus infection, they're not giving you the drugs that you thought you always needed all along. So as a patient, you know, you should be able to say and talk to your provider about what is important to you and how you can, you know, kind of manage this on your own without the pain, the help of opioids.
Because the last thing you want is for people to not go to the dentist, because we've also seen that time and time again. Mm-hmm. Because as you mentioned earlier, there are people that have real legitimate anxiety
big time.
About going mm-hmm. to the dentist. Mm-hmm. But if you do not get a root canal taken care of, it can end up being a critical health situation.
Yeah, so that's such a good point. So it's like, I teach everybody about prevention. Get your cleanings, get your sealants, get your fluoride, and hopefully you don't end up in these situations where you need a root canal or you need a special type of cleaning that can be a little bit more painful, or, you know, that you don't need a crown or a filling, that you don't need these kind of products. So that's, for me, it's like, let's take care of the problem when it's before it's gotten too big.
Before it's a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's really what's key.
But this idea then of people just avoiding the dentist altogether because
that
of their
happens.
Anxiety. And so then when we're trying to change the culture of not giving these medications that they might be used to that mm-hmm. might get them into the door, there's a lot going on there.
There is a lot. There is a true fear of going to the dentist, and a lot of times those are the people that end up in the severe, ugly pain. I call it ugly crying pain because it's brutal. But and pain in the mouth is just horrible. But it's teaching people and getting these messages out on shows like yours that can, you know, help people understand that, yeah, I understand going to the dentist is scary, but get your basic stuff taken care of, and then hopefully you don't end up like, you know, in a worse situation.
And bottom line, too, make sure you talk to your dentist
Absolutely.
About potentially what they would prescribe if you have to get a procedure
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They, you know, they're the trained professional. They will help you out. I don't think that anyone wants to just write a prescription out, but they want to do what's best for you.
So really quickly before we go, what if you don't want to take an opioid? Maybe you even are, you know, an addict or are recovering.
Absolutely.
And the dentist says, no, this is what we're going to do. Did you find somebody else?
Well, you know, we do a health history for a reason when you go into your dental practice. And if you are clear that you've had some problems with addiction in the past, they hopefully would, you know, recognize that and not even, that wouldn't even be an offering. So if they do, then yeah, you know yourself that there's other things that you can, you know, use that are better for you. So, but for the most part, I think, you know, they do pay attention, and they're paying attention a lot more nowadays.
And that's the key right there.
Absolutely.
Is that the culture is changing, I think, with dentists and with medical doctors.
Yes. Yes.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about that. We've been talking with Heather Brown, Director of Oral Health and Professional Relations at Delta Dental of Idaho. I also want to thank all of you for joining us today. Appreciate you taking some time out of this chilly day. At least it's sunny, right? So there's a plus side right there. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our digital intern is Ethan Weber. Special thanks to Andrew Fisher for the production help this week. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Wednesday. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.